One of the features that is convergent in pterosaurs and birds, so something they evolved independently, is these really thin-walled bones. And that's thought to be associated with flight for various reasons. But one of the problems when you're studying an extinct animal that has thin-walled bones is that it's very easy for those bones to become distorted during the fossilization process. So some of the first specimens of pterosaurs were quite distorted, and many that are found are, but there are some that are really beautifully three-dimensionally preserved, and really we've gotten quite lucky. For many extinct animals, it's just beautiful, beautiful preservation, direct evidence of things that really, we should have never expected to be fossilized, but we're lucky and they have been. So we have a lot of data. We understand their bones quite well, but even what little bit of exceptional soft tissue preservation we have is a very, very small part of the soft tissue that would have existed and the things that make an animal an animal.